Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Yo, 9 days before the draft, this is a perfect time. But Miami's in a tough spot. They, for the last 2 years, have done what a lot of teams do when you got like a good quarterback, we're not really sure, and you got some aging talent, you're not really sure. So you go all the way in. You trade for guys like Tyreek Hill a few years ago. You sign Jalen Ramsey. You give him a market-level deal. You get veteran talent that's aging, and you put them together, and you try to make it happen. They got hurt last year. So as a result of that, they came up far short of what their original expectations were. Nothing to show for it. Now they're shopping Jalen Ramsey. What's their plan to get out of this? They owe Tua a ton of money anyway. The roster's already old, and they're not even going to keep the old roster together and hope they just stay healthy this year. They're in one of the worst spots. They're not as bad as the Saints or those things, but they're kind of stuck in no man's land where they can't really solve their problems easily financially, Gold, and they already seem to be shipping a little bit on the aging player stance, but don't have the cap space to get younger, or they don't have like an incredible amount of draft picks to get younger. They feel like a team stuck in no man's land, which I honestly think is the worst place to be in the NFL.
Their head coach, I mean, he's acknowledged it, the being on the hot seat and everything. I think he made the comparisons to Nick Sirianni a lot at the coaches meeting, owner meeting and everything, just kind of where he's at. So, yeah, I think they're clearly going to pivot, but they're a team I can't figure out for this. Are they just going to be like a 9-win team again? Or are they going to really fall off? Or is it going to be Nick Sirianni again, where everybody's going to be criticizing them and all of a sudden the Dolphins surprise everybody? But that division that they're in, we know the Bills are a problem. The Patriots will be better this year. The Jets, I have no idea what they're going to be with Justin Fields as their quarterback. But I hear you. They did go all in, and seems like there's a chance that the window is closed. For me, I want to go to the NFC South for a second. There are 3 options left for Kirk Cousins in terms of teams. 4 if you include his own team. But the Saints, the Vikings, or Steelers feel like that's it. And the Steelers are only if Aaron Rodgers flip-flops on the Steelers and decides not to play football. Unless he redoes his contract, is Kirk Cousins just going to be stuck in Atlanta as the backup all year? Because Cleveland balked at the contract, so they didn't trade for him. They signed Joe Flacco instead. You're running out of options if you're Kirk Cousins, unless you were going to completely agree to eat a bunch of the money and lose a bunch of money. Nobody's trading for that contract.
No.
Now, if I'm Atlanta, I don't want him as the backup behind Michael Penix Jr. all year. It's awkward.
If he
it's
starts
weird.
Bad, then it's like, do you get tempted?
Well, it's just awkward and it's weird. Like, you just don't have the guy that the rookie replacing the old vet doesn't usually just hang around in the locker room. It's just not that Kirk is being a terrible teammate.
Alex Smith just still being there even after they had switched to Patrick Mahomes. Do you know how strange that would have felt?
Yeah.
Weird.
So I think there's 3 teams left. The Saints scenario, but they're in the division. The Vikings, as a backup kind of there, unless J.J. McCarthy looks terrible in spring. And then the Steelers with Rodgers maybe deciding not to play.
I am going to go to the Dallas Cowboys, believe it or not. So they had their offseason voluntary minicamp thing. Micah Parsons showed up for it. Not that that's a surprise necessarily, but for...
Must not have had a podcast to record that day.
I wonder if this is a... In a way, it's weird to say it, I guess, but a make it or break it year for the Cowboys in terms of their roster setup, where Obviously, Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach that we don't really
know. I can't believe Brian Schottenheimer is the head coach of the Cowboys.
It's weird. It's unserious. But if they don't make – let's say they go 7-10 this year. I think they might be – they might blow this whole thing up where they actually trade Micah Parsons. They look to potentially trade CeeDee Lamb, and they blow the entire thing up. Or if they make the playoffs, they're back in. All of a sudden, Brian Schottenheimer maybe solidifies his job as a head coach, and things look a little bit more up. It just feels like it's either one or the other for the Cowboys this year. It's not – a in between. Well, they went 9-8 and they're fine, or they may, you know, it's
what they're paying Dak.
It's either a make it or break year for them.
I think if they go bad, if it goes bad, Drew, to your point, I think they would be looking to move Dak Prescott
and revamp. Yeah.
The only problem is like
CD and then get a quarterback. Then
the only problem there is like trying to restart when you're the Dallas Cowboys, when we all know that their owner wants them to win something before he's dead.
He doesn't restart. He doesn't.
He might not want to restart, dude. He wants to be alive when they're good again. Like, I don't know how old Jerry Jones is, but he's got to be in his 80s, isn't he? Or late 70s?
Yes.
80s?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, but what?
Smiles and glory holds.
82, dude. He can't be risking a rebuild here. He might die by the time they get it.
In all honesty, what they should, if they want, I really wonder if the Cowboys trading Dak, that whole thing, and drafting Shador, if that's an opportunity or that's available, that actually makes more sense to give him a better shot to win. Because right now with Dak, we don't know if he's good enough to win. And with Brian Schottenheimer as head coach, are we sure that the Cowboys even can do it with who they have right now?
It do. It really do.
Yeah, I mean, it do. Mm-hmm. To Cody's point, Jerry Jones, he's never going to just completely tear it down. He thinks he has a chance to win a Super Bowl every single year, and they're going to make sometimes terrible decisions because of that.
I mean, hey, I know he believes in Brian Schottenheimer, but...
Does he? Do you actually, in your deep, like...
Gold just said he thinks he can win the Super Bowl. There is no way conceivably that he thinks I'm going to win a Super Bowl with Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, then take his driver's license away. He's senile. If that's what he thinks.
Can turn into get out of here. Decision.
That's right, Jerry. Idiot
things can turn into good decisions.
They can, Jerry.
That actually
they
is
can.
The... That's the perfect... That's
look,
the perfect
line.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
That's perfect.
I'm not kidding.
He's threatening that man's life.
That's right. That was Sean Sharif down there in Dallas.
A time that was. That was a few drops in a matter of a week from Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was on a heater.
They fit in very nicely there, you know?
I don't think in the depth of his soul he actually thinks Schottenheimer's going to work. Or he is.
Does he think Dak's going
to
work?
He is a special kind of delusional. I think it'd be easy enough to talk yourself into Dak. 2 years ago, Alex and I both would have said Dak Prescott was a top 5 quarterback in the NFL.
I think he's still in the realm of top 10. I think he's in the realm of top 10 when he's healthy.
Yeah, I would say top 5, top 6, something like that. Years ago,
when we did our quarterback rankings, I think before the season started last year, I think Gold, you had him at 5 or 6. I think
We did this. I go back. I have in my notes somewhere from like June of last year when we did this exercise, and I had him as a top 5. Yeah,
it's because he's a Cowboys quarterback. He is going to be criticized a little bit more, obviously.
No, that's true.
He's just also been injured lately. Like to see what
like quarterbacks.
Right, and now that you're paying him. Yeah.
I had Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Burrow 3, Lamar 4, Dak 5, Stroud 6, Stafford 7, Hurts was 8 heading into last season.
That's not...
Where'd you
have
Herbert?
Most of your list is not
I had
crazy.
Herbert, I had Herbert heading into last year at 9. I obviously won't put him there now. I had Rodgers at 10. And then Trevor Lawrence was 11. Kirk Cousins was 12.
Lower,
Brock
lower,
Purdy was 13.
Lower, lower.
Goff was 14.
Goff's higher.
Love was 15 heading into the season, and Tua was 16.
That's still pretty right. Obviously, Tua might still be the most accurate one on there other than Mahomes. 16.
I mean, Allen too.
Perfect. Perfect for Tua. Perfectly average quarterback. Right dead in the middle.
That is all 32.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.